Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve. At 10 in the morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A student is under arrest after a threat was made at El Dorado Middle School. The threat was found written on a piece of paper. School resource officers investigated, and the district enacted a shelter-in-place policy. The district lifted that shelter-in-place about an hour before school was dismissed. School officials announced that an arrest was made just before 4 p.m. Tuesday. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A stationary front stretches from central Oklahoma into southern Kansas as a system moves in from the west. That will trigger a few more showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 73. Occasional rain and thunderstorms overnight. Our low 68. And more showers in the morning. We warm to 78. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light rain. We've got a south wind at 9 miles per hour and 69 degrees. The girlfriend of Las Vegas gunman Stephen Paddock arrived in the U.S. Tuesday night, shortly after officials released new details about the Sunday night massacre.
After shooting for 9 to 11 minutes, gunman Stephen Paddock suddenly stopped after a security guard approached his hotel room door. Paddock fired a shot through the door, hitting the guard. Nobody knows why Paddock then stopped firing, but Undersheriff Kevin McMahill has a theory.
I believe, personally, because the security guard's approach to the room obviously took his attention away, and he fired at the security guard, and then the immediate police response that followed on.
An hour after he stopped shooting, a SWAT team entered the room and found Paddock dead. Alex Stone, ABC News, Las Vegas.
The musician who was on stage when the bullets started flying in Las Vegas is canceling his upcoming shows.
Jason Aldean wants to take some time to mourn and heal before hitting the stage again. The country star says in a statement that after Sunday's deadly massacre in Las Vegas, which happened during his festival closing set, he feels the right thing to do is cancel this weekend's upcoming shows in Southern California out of respect for the victims, their families, and his fans. He says he plans to get back out there next week in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a show he predicts will be tough and emotional. Also canceling shows this week in Las Vegas, Jennifer Lopez, who is supposed to play tonight. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Severe weather did damage in the Gove County town of Quinter in northwest Kansas Monday night. Quinter experienced damaging winds, heavy rain, and hail. KSN News spoke with Quinter City Administrator Erica Nicholson, who says evidence of the storm is scattered across town.
We're seeing a lot of roof damage. We're seeing a lot of trees down. Pieces and parts of buildings have blown into other parts of town.
Nicholson said no one was seriously injured. One pet dog died in that storm. A Wichita man continues his recovery after being shot multiple times at the Kansas tax office where he works in North Wichita. Courtney Holloway is a coach in Wichita's Baseball League 42. He appeared on the Drive with Bob and Jeff on our sister station, Sports Radio KFH. Holloway describes what it was like after he was shot.
There was a time, honestly, where I was waiting for life to go out of my body. I thought this was it. After I had been hit five times with a .45 caliber handgun, I thought, I'm never going to see my wife again. I'm never going to see my boys again. And I actually was starting to prepare myself to die.
He says a coworker came to his immediate aid.
He put pressure on the wounds. He ended up making a tourniquet from a belt on my leg. And I told him, I said, man, I don't want to die. And he said, you're not going to die. He said, I'm going to pray with you right now.
Holloway is undergoing additional physical therapy on his road to recovery. Donations can be made to the Courtney Holloway Recovery Fund through Legacy Bank. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback went on an unprecedented, unpublicized 8-day trade mission to Israel in late August and early September.
The Hutchinson News reported that the schedule included a 90-minute meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on August 30th. The trip came a month after President Trump nominated Brownback to serve as U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. But Brownback administration officials said the trip promoted Kansas business and sought to further ties between the state and Israel. The State Department of Commerce said the schedule in Israel from August 26 through September 2nd included visits to Israeli businesses, a stop at a hospital, and discussions of irrigation and water treatment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Many people carry credit card debt for a long time.
Got a balance on that credit card bill that you just can't seem to pay down? You aren't alone.
Over 40% of American adults who have credit card debt have been carrying that balance for at least 2 years.
Matt Schultz with CreditCards.com.
It grows faster than you would ever believe.
And he says that is dangerous.
The combination of higher interest rates and higher debt is just a really big problem, and it can really hamstring folks for years and years.
Daria Albinger, ABC News.
8:34 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS, and time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, and he has news of a new entertainment or a new documentary coming out about Clive Davis, right, Ted?
Yeah, legendary record company executive Clive Davis, the subject of a new documentary. It's called Clive Davis, The Soundtrack of Our Lives, which hit Apple Music yesterday. Although he worked with dozens of music legends over his decades-long career, his most celebrated relationship was with Whitney Houston. Davis admits he may have been slow to deal with Whitney's drug problem.
Perhaps I was a little slow, as the film points out, to get into the personal life of Whitney. Not slow that I knew that she was dealing with this terrible addiction, but because she was always looking good when she came to see me. She was always on top of her game for that first few years where it was not as visible or as sensible.
New documentary out about Clive Davis. Celine Dion is using her Las Vegas stage. She's trying to help the victims of Sunday night's deadly massacre in Vegas.
Celine Dion resumed her residency in Las Vegas Tuesday night, telling the crowd she wasn't sure if it was the right thing to do just 2 days after Sunday night's shooting that killed almost 60 people and hurt more than 500. But she said she's dedicating the show to the victims, their families, the first responders, and the doctors and nurses working around the clock to save lives. And she said she'd donate the proceeds of that night's show to the victims to let the families know, quote, we are supporting them, and we will help them through their tragic loss. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Last night, ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Kimmel welcomed Blade Runner 2049 star Ryan Gosling to the show after the shooting in Las Vegas. Gosling said he was kind of uneasy sitting there promoting his film. The two ended up talking about it, and they shared stories about Las Vegas. Of course, Jimmy Kimmel grew up in Las Vegas and talked about the iconic people he ran into at times.
Did you ever run into any of those iconic Las Vegas people?
Yes. On a number of occasions, I saw Liberace buying meat at the Mayfair Market, which was pretty great. It's the middle of the night. He was wearing a hairnet, and he was just looking through, like, the cuts of beef. And I was like, wow, that's Liberace.
Jimmy Kimmel last night. The music world reacting to the loss of Tom Petty and some actors getting new roles.
More reaction on social media from fellow musicians on the death of Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tom Petty. Paul McCartney tweeting his love to Petty's family. Sheryl Crow tweeted that with the Las Vegas shooting at a country music concert and then Petty's death, she felt like, quote, the music truly died. There's Coldplay performing Petty's hit Free Fallin' at their Portland, Oregon concert Monday.
All of that chit-chat's gonna get you hurt.
From the Joker to Hugh Hefner, Jared Leto's reportedly interested in playing the late Playboy founder on the big screen. Friend and director Brett Ratner tells The Hollywood Reporter he's working on making it happen. And most people probably know Judy Greer best as Kitty on Arrested Development, but she'll be fighting Michael Myers soon. Deadline reporting the actress will join Jamie Lee Curtis in the forthcoming Halloween movie reboot. I'm Matt Wolf.
Some of the late night funny from television last night. Let's check in with Conan O'Brien on TBS.
Germany has just rolled out a new law banning hate speech. Isn't that great? Germany is banning hate speech. Yeah. Yeah. The law's tricky to implement because everything sounds like hate speech when it's spoken in German. Yes, I will give you a soft serve cone.
Conan last night. 40 years ago tonight was the last airing of the short-lived Richard Pryor show. Now, Richard Pryor did a special on NBC. It was very highly rated and well received, so they thought, let's give Richard Pryor his own show. Probably too edgy at the time for network television.
Could have been.
And it only made it for 4 episodes. And there were a lot of very racy and, you know, skits probably pushing the edge of prime time at that point. The last episode that aired 40 years ago on this night, there was a skit featuring a roast, similar to what you would see like the Dean Martin celebrity roast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The entire show's cast roasted Pryor, who sat with his head down, laughing mildly, as regulars either had kind remarks or very scornful ones for him. There was one instance in which Sandra Bernhardt said that Pryor was a very good father who gave everything he had, that being, quote, a flat nose and big lips.
Whoa.
This was not very well received, and the network pulled the show after only 4 episodes.
Yikes.
Yeah, and it's been rarely seen
since. I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
The cast did include Tim Reed from WKRP and Robin Williams.
Really?
Well, so it had some funny people
on
there.
Some young people, yeah.
Yep. But it was probably too edgy for the time and for network television. The Richard Pryor Show, the last of its only 4 episodes that ever aired, was 40 years ago on this night. And we mentioned it earlier today, 60 years ago on this night, people tuned in to a new sitcom. And it was called Leave It to Beaver. Yes, that's right. Leave It to Beaver premiered 60 years ago on this night. It was on CBS, and they only aired it for 1 year before it changed networks. ABC snapped it up after CBS decided to punt on it. And it went another 5 years on NBC.
The ongoing saga
of ABC.
A young American male in the suburbs.
That's right.
Growing up with his older brother, Wally, who's much better looking than him, with his parents, June and Ward Cleaver.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how Beaver got into all trouble. Every episode, something stupid happened.
Well, on that debut episode, what was it, his teacher sends a note home with Beaver, wants him to play Smokey Bear in a play.
Miss Landers.
And, of course, he thinks that he's getting expelled. And
he doesn't know what's in the note.
Yeah, he doesn't know what's in the note. So he and Wally come up with some concoction, some caper to try to counterman.
Do they wind up in their bedroom in their twin beds with the dad coming up and Ward giving him?
I'm sure they did.
A lot of good sage advice there.
Let's get a little Leave It to Beaver here on this anniversary.
Beaver, what are you doing awake? You were supposed to be asleep long ago.
Oh, I was just thinking, Wally.
Thinking about what?
I was just wondering what it'd be like learning to play the accordion and being on the Ed Sullivan Show and playing music in a white velvet shirt for the rest of my life.
Well, I'll tell you what it would be like, Beaver. If you were a musician, you'd have to stay up late nights and play in nightclubs that are all smoky with people yelling and screaming and laughing and throwing confetti and stuff.
Boy, Wally, wouldn't it be neat?
I'll dry up and go to sleep, will you?
Oh, there you go.
I thought you'd enjoy that.
That was good. Yes, sir.
Of course, Hugh Beaumont, who played the dad, Kansas native.
From Lawrence.
Boy, yeah, from Lawrence.
Yeah.
There you go.
Didn't he also a minister? I believe he may have been an ordained Methodist.
I'll go with you. Yeah.
I think so. Okay. All right.
There you go. Leave it to Beaver. And, CBS, it was up against Wagon Train.
Ooh,
it was up against Disneyland and Wagon Train that first
tough.
Year.
That's
and
tough.
So it did not draw great ratings.
Yeah.
And, CBS let it go, and ABC snapped it up. There you go. 60 years ago tonight, the debut of the sitcom Leave It to Beaver. That's entertainment news in the blur for this Wednesday, brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's
in Derby.
They're located on K-15. Check them out, 208 South Baltimore. They'll get you a tasty pizza.
Absolutely.
You will not be disappointed.
Yep.
It's right there, Pizza John's
in Derby. Well, it's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. You know, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
You can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 8:43 now, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. New local heart care option. Bill's going to tell us about it. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.